Yeah, you are El Shaddai,
El Dawasia, El Santo. Yeah, you are El Santo.
Sing it, sing it.
Oh, my God.
For the last time, from victory on
to victory.
From victory unto victory. His army he shall lead. Our God is not a deserter. Our God does not leave people behind. The Lord doesn't want you to stay down. God expects you to bounce back from that failure. And he's waiting to hold your hand and lift you up again. Tonight, every area of your life where you have seen failure, I decree in the name of Jesus that you are bouncing back again. You are bouncing back. You are bouncing back, Jesus. You are bouncing back, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shout, I'm bouncing back. Seven times, I'm bouncing back. 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 Clap your hands for Jesus. Shout unto the Lord. Please be seated. If you believe that you are in for a comeback, give a loud shout unto Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 If you took any seed you want to redeem, you could quickly just come drop them in the bowl.
Say, what's the envelope here?
The Lord will honor you. When we started building this place, the Lord said to us that this is the place of answered prayer.
The Lord
has stationed a certain number of angels on this altar.
To
help us in this ministry.
So,
and this God will help you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've been speaking about bouncing back. And I'm happy because I know most of you have started to dream again. This afternoon when I was praying, I said, God,
I've
done postgraduate studies. I've gotten good money. I have gotten a family. I have done some work of ministry. Because he's starting some new chapters that will blow your mind. And if you are willing to bounce back, then by God, you shall restore. You shall be restored. If you are willing to bounce back, then you shall be restored. Because the very fabric of our Christianity, it says in Proverbs 24:16, it says that the righteous man falls seven times and he's lifted up seven times. The word I want to use here is regardless. Regardless of how many times you have fallen, there is something in you to let you rise again. The second thing we saw was in Psalm 37, verse 24. And he said that though he falls, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholds him with his right hand. I want you to tell the naysayers that even though you are down, you will not be utterly cast down. Because there is something in you that helps you come up. And there is someone that holds your hand. I explained to you that too many people are connected to you. And because of that, you cannot stay down. You feel that something, you are not a failure. You feel that thing, but you are not a failure. And I explained to you that bouncing back requires more than physical strength. It requires mental strength. Spiritual renewal. And I'm praying for you tonight. That God will grant you these two things.
That
you'll be strengthened in your mind.
You'll
be renewed in your spirit. That you'll be able to press on in this journey.
I think
it's Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16 that said that, and I'm praying that you shall be strengthened in might by the Holy Ghost.
And
I'm praying that you will be strengthened. I explained that the church cannot ignore the mental health of its members. People are going through pains, and when they come to church, we expect them to dance. And like we saw in the life of Elijah, he had victory on Mount Carmel, but he was depressed under the juniper tree. Like we saw in the life of Samuel, he had many victories, but he was depressed in a prison. Starting tonight, I've done the recap now, right? Starting tonight, I want you to know one thing that we need to be careful about in bouncing back.
These
are negative voices. Negative voices. Whenever you want to bounce back, whenever you are determined to get up again, the devil tries to break your spirit by telling you lies that you are worthless, that your life is over, that you cannot recover from this. Lies upon lies upon lies. Whenever you are down, and those voices begin to come, I want you to get ready to rebuke them. These voices, you see, sometimes he even uses dreams. And he'll be sending you demonic SMS. Satanic emails. Sometimes you have some dreams and you wake up and you are already broken. Your morale is gone. The thing, you are so depressed from the dream that the whole day becomes very terrible. I want the church to know the difference between a demonic SMS, a demonic email, and a dream that is from God. Somebody, you've had a dream that they were digging your grave. It's a lie. You had a dream that your children had died. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a demonic email. And we shut the doors that allow those projections into your dream. In the name of Jesus. This enemy is a master mind. You know, he can play games with your mind. Right in the Garden of Eden. Are you sure he told you don't eat this? Read the books I've written. The books I wrote, the puppet master.
Satan
will not appear and jump and say, hey! You never do that.
Well, some only image now when him anyone can so. Yes, sir.
You play with your mind.
Yes, so or the what journey in the bed diagro.
Are you sure it will be okay?
Don't
you think the pastor doesn't really like you? Don't you think the church, when you come, the way they look at you is like, these are demonic lies. The way you are always walking when they are driving, don't you think you should find another church where they walk a lot?
Hey!
Hey, the way the young girls are doing that I do, and you are still 40-something, don't you think you should find a church where there are a lot of single people who are also trying to. You understand what I'm saying?
Sorry, I'm about when you're not worry. Now when you're near 40 something, who nyai? And kwa baby and nipa dos.
Lies upon lies.
And trust them.
Mess your mind up.
Now I'm about dreaming a simon tanta.
There are people who have dreams and wake up and they don't talk to their husband.
A bit more as soon as you appear. Oh, sorry, crown, you crown, crown, person, and the becker.
Because in the dream, she saw that the husband was working with another woman.
Yes, I said, the dying woman who said you couldn't or bath for enam.
Now, did your husband work? He was sleeping. Now you are judging him that he's working for another woman in your dream. Your dream.
What could you now want done? What was so that? Yeah, when we say only or bath for enam, no, would the Ebuno attain?
Oh, what would I move? Your dream. I saw you. I know what I saw.
I know.
You were in a different house.
Now we're fearful for
I saw different children. How is this possible? Now, how is this possible? I believe my dreams. I just don't dream. You remember the last time when I had a dream, it came to pass. Now I'm very worried.
It's way behind me, pan.
Let's go to Akosia's house.
Akosia
has a dream.
Akosia
wakes up and looks at the husband.
Oh, sorry, I know I shouldn't.
The husband says, "Hi, baby."
You could see, oh, middle.
Where do? You are calling me middle at this time.
Say, oh, friend, me draw. Sorry,
I saw you.
Me who?
Is it where?
I say him.
I went to work last night and I came. No. I saw you.
And I'm by.
I said, where did you see me?
I say he now who
me? You see, wait and let me tell you the whole thing.
What are China me tell
you? I saw you with this girl.
Me who say when
you
obey.
And when you saw that I had seen you.
Now who say me who no?
You try to pretend.
Who said that? Yes, sir.
But that one doesn't even worry me.
Oh, yes,
yeah, then all of a sudden the girl started to attack me. And you were still looking at her and you did not stop anything. And the husband is so confused.
And
he said, where did this happen? In my dream. It was in my dream. You will be surprised. People have dreams and their husbands are chasing them with knives. Any demonic email, satanic WhatsApp
video call,
Telegram, Snapchat, I like the fire. May they disappear now. Sometimes you dream and you see you are surrounded by other children. One case we were handling, I wouldn't even say. Okay. Any demonic vision.
And he said, I didn't know
he's trying to break you mentally. Somebody sent me a text. He said, I had a bad dream about you. I said, oh, thank you. Did you pray? She said, yes. I said, okay, God bless you.
Will be friend me or say, Miss Sunday, Bonnie be found when I'm so made. I say, oh, Bompire or say,
I don't know how they got your mental number to send you that video.
To me, a song was sad. I born in.
But what was going these voices?
Nasa and me.
What was going through the mind of Samson when his eyes were removed and his hair was cut and he was grinding in the prison? What was going through his mind?
You are
a fool. You messed up.
And then they say, wait to me.
You messed up.
What say, Pam?
This Delilah tricked you.
Mama Delilah,
now God is not with you anymore. What will you do? What will you do? Negative voices overwhelmed him in prison.
And a pony and an ass cinema over prison.
Can I explain why? Why did he pray that he should die with the Philistines? He had given up on life. Don't give up on life. Don't give up on your goals. What was going through the mind of Elijah?
Na Elijah then and I also
negative voices.
And the bunny.
One voice from Jezebel.
Or baby any back.
And the man of God ended his ministry.
Na onyamia kwa no edi na juma baby.
Till date, he's waiting to come and finish it. What voice are you listening to? This enemy took Jesus into a high mountain.
And
started playing mind games with Jesus.
Now,
if you are the Son of God.
When,
if he wasn't the Son of God, why did you come there?
Now, why wouldn't him say when you're
do you go to everybody and say if you're the Son of God?
Obi change, so we
he knew what he was doing.
When some not on you,
turn this stone into bread.
Said that a boy,
if you are the Son of God, jump from this height. If you are the Son of God, I don't know what voices I've been speaking to you at night.
Me name
I don't know the things that come through your mind when you are down.
I
want you to be able to have a word for everything they say. Have a word for everything they tell you. When he spoke to Jesus, Jesus said, it is written. You need a depot of the word of God in you. That you can release them bit by bit for every negative voice you hear. Sometimes demons speak into people's ears. Anybody under the sound of my voice.
Yeah, what's so many?
Who is hearing negative and demonic voices? In the name of Jesus, we close your ear to that voice. We close your ear to that frequency. In the name of Jesus. Listen to that. What are some of these voices? A voice of hopelessness. Voice of shame. Voice of mockery. Voice of contempt or disrespect. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse number
10.
The walls of Judah were broken. And Nehemiah wanted to go back and fix it. The Bible says when they made up their mind to bounce back,
now trust them, say, well, yeah, what they said, well, sorry, every family.
People became troubled.
Now, Faye, and Nipa Ed said,
what is this?
Sinadian crane.
People prefer you lying down than getting up.
And Nipa Epesenka would that family team, Essence, I was sorry, Edina.
People prefer you down than getting up.
What she has seen, no, and no, any more pay, Essence, I will be sorry.
The moment they decided to rebuild the wall. Then Sambalat and Tobiah became very troubled. Lift up your right and say, anybody in my family, anybody in my destiny, who is troubled because I'm bouncing back, Lord, let them continually be troubled. Listen to that. Why are you troubled that somebody wants to bounce back?
Now, Obi Pese or Pejani Humu Fifoma, I dare in a hawo.
It's too late for you to marry.
Say, Udia Ket, Silkras or Bewari.
It can never happen.
And to me, MM.
It's a demonic lie.
I have born some ecosystem.
You will be married.
Obewari.
It's too late for that child now.
I say, Sabo, friend, their catch.
It's a demonic lie.
A ecosystem.
Look at the voice of mockery.
Verse number 19
and 20.
And you mo edun crown any adrenu.
He says, but when Sambalat and Tobiah heard what we were trying to do,
now or say Sambalat and Tobiah tin ye pesa ye.
They laughed at us and despised us.
Was three ye na wobu ye.
After this great grace.
Great grace,
you are going to bounce back. Any negative voice that will come and laugh at you and want to despise you, may God surprise them with your success in the name of Jesus. Look at the voice of mockery. They went further to even say,
Now, what cause one po can say
that this thing that they are building?
See, I didn't cry. We'll see.
That's chapter 4. He says, even if a fox runs on it, it will break. People are so wicked. I want to encourage you beyond all doubts.
That
do something you have not done before. Do something what they said you cannot do. Anytime you bounce back, God will restore things for you. And when these naysayers begin to speak negative voices into your mind, you also have something to say to them. They said, if a fox passes on it to break down, you tell them, by my God, I will run against this troop. By my God, I will leap over this wall. When they mock at you and say, this thing cannot work, you say, it will work. When they laugh at you that it will fail, you tell them it is not by might. You tell them it's not by power. Tell them it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. There are no impossibilities with God. Anytime you decide to bounce back, God shall restore. And when God begins to restore, people will be surprised at you. In John 9, I remember a man that was born blind. After Jesus had miraculously place the eyes back into the socket. People saw him and said they were wondering whether it was him or it wasn't him. Lies upon lies upon lies. If somebody is blind and today he receives eyesight, you want to tell us when you see him you cannot recognize him? It is the shock. Somebody says shock. What God is going to do after this convention, what God is going to do with your bouncing back, people are just going to be shocked. Should I add more words? They'll be mortified. They'll be petrified. They'll be flabbergasted. Something is going to happen in your life that will cause people to say, it's not her, it's not her. The Bible says he put his hand on his chest and he said, it is I, it is I, it is I. May God give you a testimony that it is I, it is I. It is not a house. You say, I built it, it is my house. That is not their company. You say, I did it. It's my company. They would deny it, but you will confirm it. You will say, it is I, it is I, it is I. When they speak negatively, you tell them, by my God. Psalm 18:29. By my God, I have run against this troop. I see you running against that problem. I see you leaping over that wall. As you do that, God will restore for you. Job 20:15, he said, he has swallowed down riches, but God shall bring them out of his belly. Are you ready for a restoration? Anytime you bounce back, God will restore the thing to you. Anything that you have lost, anything that you have lost, by this fall,
now
God is about to restore to you. David had gone for a battle.
David, oko oko,
and when they got to Ziklag,
now Abra would do Ziklag no.
The Amalekites had already invaded the place.
Now Amalekites for Ababel fa enyema se honyina.
First Samuel chapter 30:30.
Okay, Samuel for ngoma
Tonight, I will cut it short in righteousness and will do a lot of prayer. And they are taking David's wives and their children and their properties and everybody captive. And they have burnt the whole place. You know the story already. So the men that were with David began to cry. Bible says they cried until they had no strength to cry again. Then David encouraged himself in the Lord. Somebody
said,
bounce back. After you cry a little, bounce back. I want you to do something different. I want you to add more value. I want to see you next year with something added to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when David inquired of the Lord about bouncing back,
David,
should I go after them?
Or say, so
should I pursue them?
So mental one.
Will I overtake them?
And I met so one up our
will own. I be able to recover?
Now I met to me at say.
God said to him, what are you waiting for?
God
is saying to somebody who has fallen down and failed at something.
Who is battling
with negative thoughts.
Now what Jimmy Aya wants and Tano.
What are you still lying down for?
When you may say, Adaina, what that for me?
Pursue them.
Tawon.
For surely you overtake them.
Na no cre obedim won.
And without fail you recover all.
Na wo bet se woni amenyina.
Look at how God explained it.
She said me when you
may say. He says there is something in you for you to pursue.
O se bibi won mu a e be ma wa tawon.
I say you have what it takes to do it again.
Wo ni a wo bet sumi di aye bi.
You have what it takes to overtake those who are going ahead of you. You have what it takes to recover what you lost. Tonight, anything you have lost, may you recover in the name of Jesus. May you recover in the name of Jesus. I will tell you 7 things that happen when God restores. And after that, we will pray. Look at Isaiah 61.
Verse number 1 to 7.
61. Oso mimu. Eya wana oso mimu. Oso mimu. Eya wana oso mimu. Sewa oso mimu wa. Anka mete sawa so miwa anka mete. Listen, there's a difference between the restorations of men and the restorations of God.
Se onipa esiwanem na onyame siwanem a ensoso ye dem.
When men restore,
na se nipa siwanem
is temporary.
Yadia,
have you lost money before?
What should we see happen?
Even if they give you the same money, you are not happy.
Your man will say, "Sikana kra weni ni."
You lost 100 Ghana.
What's 100 Ghana? 100 Ghana.
Your mobile phone.
And our mobile phone, you're right.
Even if they bring you, you are still not. It's like you are looking for the one that you lost.
Your man will fufu kra weni ni ni. What's three? Yana na wo pay.
That is how the restorations of men are.
Because
when men restore, they are not able to deal with the pain of loss. The emotions that was associated with the loss.
It
is only Christ who is able to do that for you. When God restores, 7 things come upon you. The first thing he does for you is divine honor. Divine honor.
And
I'm preaching from this scripture. Isn't it amazing? How can you see restoration here? Let me explain. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
If we say
he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. The opening of prison to those who are bound. Verse number 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And the day of vengeance of our God. When God decides to restore, he will avenge you of all your enemies. God will bring about divine retribution for you. Let's continue reading. I wish somebody could read and I'll be doing it. Then he says, to console those who mourn in Zion. The next thing that happens when God does it is to bring you divine comfort. Those of you who have lost many things, God is about to console you. The next thing that God does is to bring them exchange. To give them beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. And the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So God will avenge your enemies. That's the first one. God will bring you comfort. That's the second one.
Now, what is true will read,
and there will be a divine exchange.
Now, also, and sister, yeah, Abba.
Then there will be divine honor.
Now, I feel also any day
he will honor you before your brethren.
Obama, we need a war.
He said that they may be called trees of righteousness, the plantings of the Lord. People are going to call you by that name.
Anypa ever fell.
Verse number 4. He says, then they may rebuild the old ruins.
Come on.
And they shall raise up former desolations. So the next thing that happens is divine recovery and replacement. They took a business from you. God will recover that business and replace it even better. You lost a baby in your womb. God is going to recover it for you. Listen, the last thing God does is divine addition. Verse number 7, he says, instead of your shame,
see,
you shall have double honor. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. I am saying you have lost something. Your friends have left you. You feel delayed. Yet I'm telling you here that God is bringing 7 things your way. And you have a question for pastor.
Now,
you are saying that, how will I still catch up with these people? What I'm trying to say is that after these 7 things happen to you, when they see you, something would have taken place in your life that will not tell them you are behind. They will feel you are in front of them. Oh, you are not listening to me.
Won't hear me.
It is like when we are going to the university.
I said,
and you fell down.
Now, okay,
and your friends have done 2 years already.
Now, for 2 years.
And you've now been able to bounce back.
Now,
but the moment you bounce back,
now, sorry, yeah,
the angel of the Lord led you into divine honor. brought you some connections. He brought you some exchange. He gave you beauty for ashes. He brought you some dollars for poverty. He brought you some healing for the weakness. In place of shame, he gave you honor. He avenged you of your enemies. He added unto you. So your friends are in level 200, but when they see you, even though you are now about to enter into university, you have everything they are now striving to get. This is how the restorations of God work. Like I've been pastoring for some time now. I am not on salary. My friends are working as doctors and consultants. So sometimes you may feel that I am behind. But in actual sense, I am not behind. Because when God restores a man, what you see is not what is happening. So all of a sudden, God does some things in my life to just remind me that even though you are behind, even though you feel you are behind, yet I am bringing you things that they will never have. So the day you meet them, they realize that all they are hoping to get, you have already. So your friends in level 200 see you. And they see that God has given you honor already. God has given you money already. God has given you a family already. And so the falling you fell, was it the plan of God or was it to set you back? So I'm telling you, like Jacob said in Genesis 50, he said, they meant it for evil, but God turned it for my good. You are about to receive some additions. I say you are about to receive some additions. You might have fallen, you might have been broken, you might have been frustrated, but I told you on Sunday, even when Saul was looking for lost donkeys, every step of that way was bringing him closer to his promotion. The donkeys were missing. The boy is following donkeys. The boy is looking for donkeys. He keeps hearing the sound of the donkeys. And he keeps going after them. He gets to a place he feels lost. He doesn't hear the sound anymore. He's found himself in a city. He doesn't know anybody there. The boy looking for donkeys is now lost himself. What he did not know, people were laughing at him. He's looking for donkeys. He's a donkey seeker. He's a lost donkey seeker. Yeah, look at that lady. As for her, nothing is working for her. She's still looking for a relationship. She's still looking for a marriage. She's still looking for children. Look at that guy. The ladies dropped him. He's still looking for a job. He's still looking for some promotion. What they did not know was that as Lord Saul was looking for the donkeys, every step in that oppression was bringing him closer to Samuel. It was bringing him closer to his point of contact. And when he got to Samuel, he was still talking about lost donkeys. Somebody's still thinking about the broken marriage. Somebody's still thinking about a lost job. God is saying, don't worry about that one. Don't worry about that one. I am bringing bringing you honor. I am bringing you addition. I am bringing you exchange. I am bringing you comfort. And as Saul got to Samuel, it was no longer a matter of lost donkeys. Your present battle has reached its expiry date. I say your present struggle has reached its expiry date. I say your present struggle has reached its expiry date. When Saul met Samuel,
the
anxiety of his life ended. It was on the third day. Like the third day of this conversion. And I prophesy to you in the name of Jesus. That which was supposed to bring you anxiety. That which was supposed to bring you shame. It is turning into your promotion. Those who were mocking at you. Those who were laughing at you. They will be the same people to salute you. Keep standing. Show me 1 Samuel chapter 10. The boy was lost. May you receive the restorations of God. How can a lost boy become the king of
Israel
without any casting of vote? No advertisement. The moment he met the prophet, prophet, my lost dog is
there.
Shh. Tell somebody, shh. Don't talk about that problem anymore. Oh, man of God, do you know? Shh. Oh, I wanted to. Oh, shh. Oh, you are the prophet. Our donkeys. Shh. The Lord said to him, listen, when he was lost, God came to Samuel and said, tomorrow, I will bring you a king. Just listen to the story. And I explained to my church last Sunday, so they understand better. Donkeys are missing. We are looking for donkeys. At the time donkeys are missing, God goes to a prophet and says, get ready for a feast. So they are looking for donkeys. Everybody's laughing at them. Everybody thinks they are failures. What they did not know was that fall, that failure, was a signpost to their promotion. So as Saul is getting closer to Samuel, thinking he is lost, thinking God has forsaken him, God tells the prophet, have you finished the party preparation? I am bringing you a king. But Saul is confused. I'm talking about you. You are going through some troublesome moment now. You feel confused now. You think like Saul, where are my lost donkeys? But what you do not know is that the thing that was meant to crush you is the same thing that is leading you to your promotion. So when he got into this city looking for the donkeys, a party had been prepared. A seat had been given him among men of honor. I say you are about to be honored. You are about to be honored. And then Samuel said to him, Stop worrying about that problem. From today, I tell you, on that problem. I remember in the days of my affliction. And I was trusting God for children. One day, I went to bed and I was talking. Then my eyes were open. I saw a nurse. She was wearing white. It was an angel, but she looked like a nurse. I was sitting in some car. It was like a BMW. Lights all over the car. I parked at where they were. She looked at my face and said,
"Ooh,
what glory."
I
said, "Womba." Then she told me the number. And then I said, "Thank you." Saul wanted to talk. Like you want to talk.
Pastor,
you have no idea what I'm going through. That says the Lord.
Say anybody's
saying. As for the donkeys that were lost. That thing that was giving you anxiety. I have solved it. It's solved already. You are actually not barren. No, you are not. You are just coming to your place of promotion. And on whom is all the desire of Israel?
Now, see,
is it not on you and your father's house?
Israel saw. Why is Israel pedigree in Ada?
It's donkeys I'm looking for. He said, no. God has gone past the donkey searching level. As for me, it's just a job. It's just a job I'm looking for. God has passed the job level.
As for me,
it's just a man I want. Any man is fine. God has passed that level. Something will happen and those that mocked you will salute you.
I will see what you channel.
The man dropped oil on the head of Saul.
Now Samuel and the Emo for Saul.
And then he said, "Go, continue."
Now catch and say,
"When you go, you will see some people.
Now walk out behind who any pebby.
They will be by the tomb of Rachel.
What be what Rachel name now?
They will say to you.
Now what be catch and say?
Your father is looking for you.
Oh, Papa should show.
The donkeys have been found."
They
were people from his own
tribe. The
man had just been anointed king.
But
they refused to honor him.
They were
still talking about his past
struggle.
Somebody said, digest it. This is spiritual amylase and lipase. Breaking down the textures and the carbohydrate in the word. People that know you, they just poured oil on this man. Everybody saw they had anointed him as the first king of Israel.
When
his people met him, they ignored the honor. And they decided to release negative things.
Your father is looking for you.
He's worried about you. Hurry up and go. You are going to meet those people. When you meet them, tell them, by my God, I will jump over this wall. By my God, I will leap over this troop. Then he said, "You will meet a second group of people." I even forgot to tell you where they were. They were by Rachel's tomb. These were the spirit of the dead. So gossipers are like people carrying the spirit of death.
There is no
life. There is no life in them. And who was Rachel?
Now Rachel, no, why?
She complained a lot.
Rachel, now or nini bebre.
So the people around her tomb had that characteristic. But Saul met a second group of people.
Now Saul see any
he said, after them you will see another group of people. Going to the house of God. And they will be having some goats and some bread and some wine.
Now, he says,
they will give to you.
Now,
and they will salute you.
Now, what do you need?
You see, the Bible, show the next verse. Somebody is about to receive honor. And somebody is about to receive addition. They ignored your present honor. And they were talking about your past struggle.
Now,
God ignored those people.
I
say, ignore them. The Sambalat and the Tobiah, ignore them.
Say,
so what you are doing is going to fall. Ignore them. I say ignore them. Ignore them. Because God is bringing you in contact with a second group of people. And when they see you, they shall honor you. And they shall give to you. You don't know what you are talking about. I said they will honor you. He says they will greet you. And they will give you. May God move you from those mockers stage and bring you into the place of honor where men will greet you and they will give to you. This is the restoration of God. This is the restoration of God. You were anointed with oil.
Yes,
yet some people pretended as if nothing had happened to you. And they were talking about your past struggle. Oh, donkey seeker. Stop looking for the donkey, so your father is looking for you.
Hypocrisy
at the highest level.
A
man had just been anointed as king. And there were some people who still did not care about the promotion. All they knew about him was a struggle. There are some people, don't bother explaining things to them. Don't bother staying long with them. How they will remember you by will be your past struggles and failures. How can they tell me that after this coronation, they didn't know he was the king? And all they knew about him, he's the one that got divorced.
And he said, "Oh no, and no job, I know."
He's the one that filled his was you.
When I name social no, when channel.
I always tell you the story of the woman whose son I used to take care of in secondary school.
Maybe I may cut a yet, mammy be an amish neba.
Because of the problem I had in secondary school.
Now, and I'm a how I may fair more secondary school.
When they met me,
see, I mean,
they wanted to mock me.
Now, what person will see my
so she said, "Oh, my son has finished tech."
I see. Oh, me bad bema man. Oh, where we take
you? Me, they sacked me from secondary school.
Me, yeah, for mommy.
Hey, anybody who prematurely concludes on you,
now Obia
has made the big mistake.
Obebu we nimtiano.
Premature conclusion because of one failure.
And from Sobak.
And so because of that thing that happened, they assumed I was still down.
And see, and I'm near see, and it's near was
my Micah 7:8. He said, oh, my enemy, when I fall, do not rejoice. When I fall, I will rise again. When I am in darkness, the Lord shall lift me up.
Oh,
my enemy, when I fall, do not rejoice. When I fall, I will rise again. I prophesy, you will rise again. You will do better than the first one. I say, you will do better than the first time. I say, you will do better than the first time. Look at that. And then she's saying, why is she telling me? The first thing she's saying is not how are you. The first thing is, oh, look at your school son. He has finished tech. I don't have anything against tech. So when she said it, then she said, now where and you? People are investigating you. People are investigating you. Telescope, demonic telescope. Catch fire. Demonic telegram. Satanic WhatsApp video call. Appearing in my dream. She said, and you?
I said, I won't swear.
Then I said, I finished medical school. Then she said,
hey,
after all that happened to you,
you are not God.
The
enemy is not God.
Why would you say, after all that happened to you?
So
because of what happened to you, some people have concluded that as for you, you are not in the race. But the Bible says the battle is not to the strong, the race is not for the swift. The Bible says time and chance will happen to us all. The Bible says horses are prepared for battle, but victory comes from the Lord.
Can I continue?
The Bible says in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 19, he said, in the place of your shame, he says, there I will give you praise and fame.
When you may say, Bia, when you go as sin, and I'm a dee in Pitani, a
dee, the same place,
Sabiana,
the same school that sacked me.
School now, a pamomen.
I went back there as a role model to the students.
Mekoho, and I'm a call, yeah.
The same place, the place of shame. God shall return you and give you honor.
When I may ever saw a name,
the same place,
Sabiano.
Are you ready?
Why I can't do?
Are you ready? Don't worry about those who refuse to see the oil.
Me and Jenny, one I won't who was sano.
Those who refuse to see the honor.
Because
God is bringing you into a new group. And those people,
1
Samuel chapter 10 said that they will greet you, they will honor you, and they will take of their substance and give you. They will take of their substance and give you. And that is not all the restoration.
Then
he said, you will meet a third group of people. God is about to equip you now. He has given you provision and honor, addition.
Now
he's going to give you something that you never had.
He said,
after you have gone past those people that will greet you and honor you in 1 Samuel 10, you will meet another group of people. They are prophets going into the house of God, singing and prophesying. Just by meeting them, because you are in the master plan, The spirit that is upon them, which has come upon them by virtue of years of training and discipleship, years of waiting and prayer, that grace that is upon them shall just come upon you. It shall just come upon you. You are about to begin to prophesy. You are about to do something you have never trained to do before. Then you shall begin to prophesy like them. And you shall be turned into another man. Then people who mocked you, the people that refused to salute you, the people that refused to see the honor, shall look at you and they shall say, is Saul also one of the prophets? I have an answer for them. Saul is more than a prophet. He is a king and he is a prophet. For God has honored him and God has added to him. Tonight, that same spirit is coming upon you and you are about to receive honor, beauty for ashes. God is bringing you exchange. You lost a baby, get ready for twins. You lost a job, get ready for your own company. You were broken by cancer, get ready to be healed. Beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Anything that is dead in your life is about to come back again. Anything that is dead in your life shall come back again. The boy was looking for lost donkeys, but he became anointed as a king in the process. In the process of his pain, there was his promotion. In the process of his confusion, there was hidden his promotion. And Samuel said to the lost boy, on whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not on you and your father's house? And he took oil and anointed his head. And he said, go in this honor. You will meet some people. They live by the tomb.
One day, what say,
and they carry the spirit of death.
Now,
they don't have any life in them. Those people ignore them. When you meet them, they will remind you about your past. God is done with your past. God is done with your past. Don't let anybody remind you about your past. Because when they will not honor you, just move to the next level. There's somebody waiting to greet you. There's another person waiting to give you something. And when you move from this level, some graces of God about to come upon you. Please lift up your hands wherever you are. Every negative voice is giving way for the restoration of God. Listen, there are negative voices, but there are positive voices also.
And I want any pencil.
The Bible says,
I trust them, say
Isaiah 30:21. Thou shalt hear a voice.
I say, any be
in your confusion.
What do you want?
As you are searching for your donkeys,
as
you are searching for your marriage, as you are searching for your breakthrough, as you are searching for some open doors, thou shalt hear a voice
any be
behind your ears saying, this is the way. This is the way. This is the way. I prophesy between now and 2025 that you will not miss your way. You will not miss your way. You will not miss your way. For precept shall be upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, and God shall bring you to the place of your promotion. He's bringing you. Exodus 23:20, he said, and my angel shall go before you, and he shall bring you into the place I have prepared for you. Isaiah 40:17 says, oh, if you had hearkened unto my voice. He said, then your peace would have been like the river.
He said,
I will lead you and bring you by the way you should go. I will teach you to profit. Psalm number 23 says, he leaded me by the still waters.
Psalm 23 was still on the
midfire. He restored my soul.
Now,